This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM Milwaukee's NPR. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I'm Bonnie North. Governor Tony Evers wanted to increase K-12 funding by $1.4 billion over the next 2 years. It was a centerpiece of his campaign and his proposed state budget. But Republicans in control of the legislature said from the beginning that that amount was unrealistic. Last week, Evers signed a state budget bill into law. The compromise does provide a big increase for schools, $570 million. But it's less than half of the amount that Evers wanted. WUWM's education reporter Emily Files is here to talk with us about how the school funding debate played out. Hello, Emily.
Hi, Bonnie.
So what did Evers say about how school funding fared in this budget?
He had mixed emotions about it when he signed the budget last week. He even said that he considered vetoing the entire thing because of the school funding issue. Here's some tape from him explaining that.
In recent weeks, I strongly considered vetoing the budget from the legislature entirely because it did not do enough to ensure that our kids and our schools had the resources they needed to be successful. I believe it falls short of the proposal we offered. I believe the people of Wisconsin deserve more, and I believe that we should and can do better.
So why didn't he veto it?
He said he decided to sign the budget because he does think it's a step in the right direction, and he didn't want this to drag out into a months-long fight with Republicans that would have caused a really uncertain situation for school districts, not knowing how much state support they would get in the fall. So instead, he used line item vetoes, including one big one that increases per pupil aid by $87 million. So the final dollar amount is $570 million increase for K-12 schools. And Evers touted the fact that he pushed Republicans in the direction he wanted on things like an increase to special education aid. So even though the dollar amount wasn't even close to what he had proposed, he felt like it was moving the needle towards what he wanted.
Well, Evers said he was able to influence Republicans to keep some of his priorities. So what does the budget include and not include from his initial $1.4 billion K-12 proposal?
Yeah, it includes the first increase in special education support since 2008. It boosts that support by about $100 million, which is a lot less than Evers proposed, but it's still an increase.
And long welcome and needed, I think.
Yeah, state support for special education has been flat for 10 years, which means that schools only get about 25% reimbursement for their total special education costs. So this boosts that to 30%. Evers wanted to boost it to 60%.
Well, there's also some other things. There was an increase of revenue limits.
Yeah, the revenue limits impact a majority of school districts' budgets, and they had been flat for several years. This budget increases revenue limits and per pupil aid, which basically allows districts to spend a couple hundred dollars more per student, which definitely adds up. It also doubles support for mental health programs. So the bottom line is that the biggest items that are going to give schools more money and more spending flexibility are special education, general aid, and revenue limit adjustments.
So what wasn't included? What wasn't he able to keep in?
You kind of have to include special education in both the does and doesn't include column because it is a much smaller amount than what Evers wanted, which is disappointing for a lot of public education advocates. The budget also does not include more than $30 million that Evers proposed for bilingual bicultural aid, which would have helped school districts who have English language learners in their classrooms. That was zeroed out. Urban district achievement gap support, that would have gone to Milwaukee and other urban school districts. That's not included. Neither is full funding of four-year-old kindergarten. And Evers also had a number of changes that he hoped would make school district funding more predictable and equitable. He called it the school funding fairness plan. None of that was made it into the budget.
So how are school districts reacting to the budget that was eventually signed?
It depends on who you ask. And that divide was exemplified by two people who I talked to. Dan Rossmiller is with the Wisconsin Association of School Boards, and Larry Miller is with Milwaukee Public Schools. Rossmiller had measured praise for how the budget turned out.
If you wanted to see schools have a solid foundation, be able to meet inflation and be able to make decisions rather comfortably in the next 2 years, then I think the budget kind of meets your expectations.
He said, all things considered, this budget will help stabilize school districts after years of cuts and stagnant funding under Governor Scott Walker. But you could also look at this as a missed opportunity for a more transformational budget that Evers proposed. And that's how Larry Miller sees it. He's the president of the Milwaukee Public Schools Board, and he wasn't about to heap any praise on this spending plan.
It's not anywhere near what it should be. Not only do we need to improve pay for our teachers, we need to improve class size. We need to improve music, arts, FIED opportunities for our students, mental health support. The needs are far beyond what this budget is offering us.
So MPS is going to put the additional state support that they're going to receive to use by implementing a salary schedule, which is something that the teachers union and employees have been calling for. That money is going to help pay for that. But MPS has so many other things it would like to fund and doesn't have the money for, like smaller class sizes, art and music teachers at every school, more bilingual options. So Miller is disappointed that the budget doesn't have more support for things like that.
We've been talking about how the budget impacts traditional public schools. So what about choice and charter schools?
Yeah, it's been kind of quiet on that front because this budget basically keeps things status quo, which is not what Evers originally proposed.
What did he want?
He wanted to freeze enrollment in voucher programs and limit the spread of charter schools. But those proposals were thrown out right away by Republicans.
In conclusion, is there anything else that you want to point out in the education budget? It sounds like some things were really good and some things weren't.
I think the bottom line is that this budget is going to give schools more spending power and money to pay for programs, which is a different story than they've seen in a lot of the most recent budget cycles. But it doesn't do anything to change what many people consider a broken funding system in Wisconsin. It doesn't change the fact that schools are restricted by revenue limits that value students differently from district to district. It doesn't do much to help the many districts that are hurting from declining enrollment. And even though it includes some more money for special education, it doesn't give targeted support to other disadvantaged student groups like English language learners and low-income kids.
I think maybe asking a budget to do all of those things might be a bit of a reach.
That's what Republicans thought.
Well, thanks, Emily.
Thank you.
Emily Files is WUWM's education reporter. She was updating us on the 2-year state budget signed by Governor Tony Evers last week. It includes about a $570 million increase for K-12 schools.